This podcast is brought to you by SkinDH from Biotech Research. This cream really works. SkinDH is perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or having needles put in your face. Go to biotechresearch.com and use code word Howie10 for $10 off and free shipping.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The FBI executed a search warrant at former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida.
Never forget, everything this corrupt establishment is doing to me is all about preserving their power and control over the American people.
I don't like the Pinkertons. They're muscle for the bosses, as if the bosses ain't got enough.
You know, I think we all have to be very aware. If you still have respect for the DOJ and the FBI at this point, particularly the FBI, you are not paying attention.
I don't like the Pinkertons.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I think some ice cream went down the wrong pipe.
I'll take another sip of water. You're the reason why. I'm so optimistic about the future of our country.
All right, let's keep this train wreck moving.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
8-4. We've got a whole supercut of his coughs today, but we're told that nothing to worry about. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. We're talking about the raid. The home invasion last night on Mar-a-Lago. He wasn't there. Mar-a-Lago was closed pretty much. I don't know if the beach club is open, but the dining room is closed. You can't stay there. It's shut down for the season, but they came in anyway. The FBI, more than 30 agents, according to Eric Trump and Lara Trump. And they took out all these documents, some of which had been turned over in January to the feds. And a lot of these documents that they claim were classified, I mean, they could be stamp classified, and then they were just declassified later. I mean, it doesn't really mean much what a document has stamped on it. It's not definitive what that means. But obviously, there's something else going on here. It doesn't have anything to do with these documents. And John Hinderocker is a lawyer in Minnesota. He's one of the guys that runs powerlineblog.com, one of my favorite websites to check out every day, powerlineblog.com. And he wrote about this starting last night. He did a really good, on deadline piece about it, and then he's been updating it all day. And I wanted to have him join us today to talk about what's going on here. John Hinderocker, the words being used today is unprecedented, but I think that's an accurate description of what happened last night, isn't it?
Well, it is unprecedented, Howie. I mean, I can only conclude that the Biden administration seriously wants to send Donald Trump to prison. You know, we've had all kinds of bitter political enmities over the last 200 plus years, but we've never seen something like this. We've never seen a situation where 30 FBI agents are swarming over somebody's house, executing a search warrant and carrying away documents. We've never had this. This is banana republic time. You know, you lose an election and your successor tries to put you in jail. That's a pretty common scenario in some countries around the world, but it has never happened here.
Yeah, I remember, I think General Musharraf left in Pakistan, and then they issued an arrest warrant. And I just still remember thinking, wow, that's something that would never happen in the United States. Well, we're getting closer to it happening in the United States.
Well, you know, the Democrats keep swinging at Trump and missing, and they impeached him twice. He still runs ahead of Joe Biden for 2024 in every poll I've seen. They did the January 6th hearings. Are those still going on, Howie? I don't even know. Are they finally over?
They're taking the summer off like a regular primetime TV series. Only thing is, most series that got that low ratings get canceled, John. They're being brought back for some reason.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it is so lame, so pathetic. But they have a serious purpose. The whole purpose of the January 6th committee and all those hearings is to try to build a criminal case against Donald Trump. And there's a school of thought, Howie, that this raid that was carried out last night actually has nothing to do with documents. We can talk about that.
Right.
You know, what does that all mean? But there's a school of thought. No, it has nothing to do with something that he's got that he was supposed to give to the National Archives or whatever, which happens all the time. But rather, what they're doing is using that as a pretense to just go search his house, pull out boxes of files, open his safe, etc., in hopes of finding something that will support their January 6th case.
I mean, this is all of this is unprecedented. It's like when they went after they've been going after his lawyers. You know, I mean, attorney-client privilege is really one of the basics in Anglo-American jurisprudence, isn't it? And they're subpoena. I mean, forget executive privilege. I mean, you know, everybody has attorney-client privilege, right?
You know, it's interesting, Howie, because I don't think attorney-client privilege is particularly popular with the general public. But the reality is, if you don't have that, you can't have the rule of law. And that's really what's under assault here in a number of ways from this administration.
Yeah. And did you notice, too, I mean, KJP, we all agree she's not ready for prime time as a press secretary. But Peter Ducey asked her a very straightforward question. Is Biden politicizing the Justice Department and the FBI, yes or no? I mean, any person would have just answered no and let it go at that. But she refused to say no. I mean, what is that supposed to tell us other than the fact that she's very stupid?
Maybe it's so blindingly obvious. She just didn't have the courage to try to deny it. But this whole thing, Howie, is just full of lies and deception. So somebody in the White House calls up one of their favorite reporters at the New York Times, basically a spokesman, you know, for the Biden administration,
right,
and says, "Oh my gosh, we had no idea. Nobody in the White House, Joe Biden, nobody in the White House knew anything about this. We learned about the raid on Twitter."
I know.
And, you know, I mean, how naive would you have to be to believe that? I mean, here's Merrick Garland, the Attorney General. And there's no way in the world that he is going to approve a raid on the home of the guy who ran for president last time and who was a very possible likely nominee in 2024 by 30 FBI agents without getting explicit approval from his boss, which is Joe Biden. And I'd be shocked, Howie, if he didn't get it in writing. But the idea that they just went off and did this and, oh, nobody told the White House, it was a surprise to them. I mean, what a fantasy. Yeah.
If a U.S. attorney wants to indict some random guy in New Hampshire for stealing $25,000 in COVID relief funds, Washington has to sign off on it. I mean, it's preposterous. Everybody knows this, I think. But they just lie with a straight face, and they put it out with the New York Times, and then this all comes out right after Christopher Wray beclowns himself by basically fleeing the Senate hearings on the FBI's various high crimes and misdemeanors, and he was being grilled by Democrats as well as Republicans, and he says he's got to catch a flight, and he just goes off on his private jet to Saranac Lake
on vacation.
Yeah,
he's going on vacation.
And that's the same week that Grassley points out that they had the guys that were in charge of covering up the Hunter Biden laptop and calling it Russian disinformation were also the same guys who were trying to frame Donald Trump on the Russian collusion hoax. And then now this comes out. I just, John, my only fear is that most people aren't paying attention to this.
Well, I don't know, Howie. I think that anybody who's even slightly paying attention has figured out that we've got two standards of justice in this country. There's one standard of justice if you're a Republican or a conservative. There's another standard of justice if you're a Democrat or a liberal. And the idea that Joe Biden can go around the world you know, hoovering up millions of dollars from the communist Chinese and the Ukrainians and others, and it's all okay as long as they make the checks payable to his son. You know, I mean, it is so stupid how, I mean, nobody, as I keep saying on Powerline, no one has ever bribed Hunter Biden, okay? Hunter Biden is a degenerate, incompetent crackhead. You don't put him on your payroll to the tune of $1 million a year because you're trying to bribe Hunter, okay? And I mean, I think people have pretty well figured out that the FBI is no longer the objective, nonpartisan institution that you and I and people of our generation grew up with so much respect for. It has been completely politicized. The Department of Justice has been completely politicized. And that goes back to Barack Obama, by the way. He's the one that really politicized DOJ. And you remember Eric Holder, his attorney general, famously describing himself as Obama's wingman. You know, there was no pretense of this alleged independence on the part of the
And I believe Eric Holder was the attorney general when the House of Representatives sent over a criminal referral about Lois Lerner, the IRS agent. You know, when she was persecuting, improperly auditing all these Tea Party groups, and the IRS had to settle out of court for millions of dollars. And now, this is another thing that's just happening, you know, in real time. Now they want 87,000 more Lois Lerners to eat out our substance, as Thomas Jefferson put it. Swarms of officers, as it says in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, right, exactly. You know, one of the funny things about that crazy, what, $800 billion or so dollar extravaganza, the sort of, you know, it's Build Back Better light, right? It's about half as big or whatever. But, you know, the liberal press is crowing about it. Oh, my gosh, the midterms are back in play. The Biden administration finally has a big win. The Democrats are on a roll. You know, and I'm looking at this and I'm saying, okay, in what world is the idea of 87,000 new IRS agents popular? I mean, who is going to look at this bill and say, oh, I've just been waiting for the Democrats to pass this?
And then they say, this means when you call about the fact that you haven't gotten your tax refund for 6 months, someone will answer the phone. Now, who's believing that? That's about as believable as the fact that the White House didn't know about the raid last night at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, how, you know, they make projections in this legislation about all the many billions of dollars these new agents are going to bring in. So they're not just answering the phone to expedite refunds. You know, the plan is that they're going to go after taxpayers and they're going to bring in many, many billions of dollars.
Yeah. And as you said in one of your columns the last couple of days, the people they're going to go after are the MAGA people, the conservatives, the Tea Party. It'll be another Lois Lerner. It'll be Lois Lerner on steroids. John Hinderocker, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, go ahead. Great to be with you, Howie. Bye-bye.
Thanks. I appreciate it. That's John Hinderocker from powerlineblog.com. You really ought to check that out every day. It's just a great website. They got a lot of good stuff in there every day. Skin DH sold out in minutes during last week's Cheap Bastard deal, but for 1 week only, Biotech Research, a sister company of Eden Pure, will still offer the $10 discount with code Howie10. This cream really works. I've had bags under my eyes since I was a baby. Within 10 minutes, the puffiness and crow's feet were incredibly diminished. Grace used it for the dark circles under her eyes, and it worked for her, too. Skin DH is perfect if you don't like the cost of Botox or having needles put in your face. Skin DH uses a peptide that mimics a crucial protein found in the Botox formula that is responsible for activating muscle contraction. This tightens and smooths wrinkles, giving you a more youthful appearance. With $10 off, Skin DH costs less than $50 for a one-month supply. For that special occasion, workdays, or just a night out, Skin DH gives your face the pick-me-up that you've been looking for. It is so powerful that family and friends will notice a big change in your appearance and want to know your secret. This special is for 1 week only, so go to biotechresearch.com and use code Howie10. That's biotechresearch.com, code Howie10 to save $10. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Savor every last bite of the season with HelloFresh. From family-friendly to fit and wholesome to veggie, HelloFresh has over 55 weekly options delivered right to your door. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes plus 3 free gifts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you believe the Biden White House was unaware of the FBI raid that at Mar-a-Lago before it took place?
I'm with John. No, no way they didn't know.
91% say no. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Again, this is how much contempt they have for our intelligence by telling us something like that. 844-500-4242. This is KJP asking, she was asked today at the White House press briefing if Merrick Garland, the attorney general, who's still bitter over the fact that he was denied his seat that he thought was due him on the U.S. Supreme Court, did he sign off on the raid? Cut 37.
Has the White House been told whether or not Attorney General Garland signed off on the search warrant himself?
We learned about this, the president learned about this, just like you all did. Through the public reports.
Right.
And we learned about this just like the American people did.
So you don't know whether or not Garland signed off on it?
I don't have anything more to share. So we, like I said, we did not know about this, and we have not been briefed on this. We learned about this just like the public, just as you all were reporting it through the public reports.
She knows nothing.
Mr. President, when did you first learn that Hillary Clinton used an email system outside the U.S. government for official business while she was Secretary of State?
At the same time, everybody else learned it through news reports.
It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? You don't have to worry about anything. Bernard Carrick, Bernie Carrick, he's the former police commissioner of New York City. Yes, he went to prison, and he was pardoned by President Trump, but he's still a smart guy, and he tweeted out last night, just like in other third world countries, if today's raid by Biden's FBI does not stop Donald Trump from running for president in 2024, their next move will be assassination. I'm saying that was Bernie Carrick saying that, not me. I must admit I've thought that, but I didn't want to say it myself. I'm going to let him think about that. They hate the guy. There's nothing they won't do to get rid of the guy. Nothing they wouldn't do to get rid of him. Here's a story. Chris Christie's got a new book out, believe it or not. And I don't have much interest in the book, but there's something that's interesting today. Donald Trump called FBI Director Christopher Wray the worst member of my administration. And Trump was yelling at Christie about this. He's doing an awful job, and he's your pick. He was your pick because he represented him in the Bridgegate scandal when they shut down the George Washington Bridge to get back at a mayor in New Jersey who refused to endorse him on the other side of the bridge. And so Christie tried to defend Christopher Wray. In fact, he's done a great job with the FBI. He's reshaping it, reclaiming it. He's fired all the people who were executive types in the Comey administration. Chris Wray is doing a great job for you. No, he's not, Trump replied, according to Christie. He's doing an awful job, and he's your pick. He was your pick. And then Christie again pushed back, saying he was one of the best picks you've made this entire 4 years. Trump blew up and yelled, BS, only he didn't say BS, and abruptly ended the the prep session. This is one last thing. We'll take some calls when we come back, but this is one last thing from Kurt Schlichter. After the FBI's Trump raid, don't take the bait. This is Kurt Schlichter, another guest of ours, lawyer from California. columnist for Town Hall. This is an excellent time not to take the bait of the Stasi, meaning the deep state. Say nothing radical. Think what you wish, but listen to the Godfather and never let anyone know what you are thinking. Sean Davis from the Federalist said the regime isn't just eager, it is desperate for an excuse to use violence to crack down on the regime's political enemies nationwide. I agree. Remember that when you call in today to this show or any other show. Let's not give them any excuses to, I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. The campaign continues to get the signatures necessary to put a referendum question on the statewide ballot in November, whether or not illegal aliens should be given the right to get legal driver's licenses in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. And today, signatures are being collected. Well, they're being collected all across the state, but there's a big gathering in Danvers, just north of Boston, 15 Sylvan Street, from 3 to 7. So it's 4 hours, and they've got all kinds of people out there. This is a big event by the Mass State Republican Party. So get to Danvers if you're on your way home or you're just in the area, 15 Sylvan Street. Put it into your GPS from 3 to 7. They'll be collecting signatures. You don't even have to leave your car to sign up. You can just they can bring a clipboard up to your car if you
it's a drive-through.
If you want, it's drive-through signatures. It's not about COVID. It's just about convenience. That's all it is. But get out there and tell them Howie sent you. That's right. It makes me feel good. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, the fact that Trump put their socialist transformation of America on ice for 4 years and threatened to end it forever is why the deep state detests the man. So, yeah, I think a lot of this stuff that they're pulling now, they were planning on doing it in 2017, you know, when Hillary got in. She said she was going to do something about the First Amendment. She didn't put it in quite those terms, but that's what it meant. And she said she was going to do something about the Second Amendment. Again, not quite putting it in those terms, but that's what she meant. She was going to appoint some new Supreme Court justices to do something about those pesky First and Second Amendments. And I'm sure, you know, Fourth Amendment, Sixth Amendment, those aren't so hot either. Fifth Amendment's pretty good for illegal aliens, I guess, but maybe not for you and me. And the Eighth Amendment against cruel and unusual punishment, there's no such thing as cruel and unusual punishment for deplorables or bitter clingers or irredeemables. 844-500-4242. Let's take a few phone calls on this. We're going to stay with this topic for the foreseeable future. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, before I get to my point, yeah, you're talking about Chris Christie. That's a good name for a book, though, and I'll have a double order of fries. What a slob. I can't stomach that guy.
Supersizing those fries. Supersized fries by Chris Christie.
You know, Howie, when I heard that news this morning, I went out and I took down my Marine Corps flag. And when you serve at a combat outpost, they fly the American flag and they fly a new one every day. And at the end of the tour, they present everyone in the unit with an American flag. I now proudly display a flag that I earned in Afghanistan upside down in front of my house. I'm thoroughly disgusted. What a bunch of punks these FBI pukes are. But like you said, you know, just bide your time, let things calm down. I'm disgusted by these punks. And, you know, my oath of enlistment when I joined the Marine Corps and then when I joined the Army years later was to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. We're seeing the end domestic that our forefathers saw. It's pathetic. I truly hate these guys.
Yeah, I know. And you know, they're saying, well, if we can convict him of a crime, we can stop him from running. Well, you know, the Constitution says only two requirements to run for president. One is 35 years old, and the other one is to be a native-born citizen. So I don't even think they can stop him. People were talking about stopping Hillary from running because she was suspected of espionage. She was guilty of espionage in 2016 with the email servers, when she erased the 33,000 emails. But, there were people saying that liberals, of course, were saying that she could run because of that that provision in the Constitution. They can't stop him from running, I don't think. And again, if they're so confident that he's so unpopular and he's so despised by the American people, why don't they want him to run? So sometimes answered prayers are not don't work out for you. I mean, if they end up with a guy like DeSantis instead of Trump, I think they might rue the day that they eliminated Trump. Not that I think they're going to eliminate Trump. Eric, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eric.
Yeah. Hi. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was thinking about going to Trump's home of Florida. It's not what they find there. It's what they put there. Bothers me.
I know a lot of people are saying that, Eric, but I don't think that's a big concern. I think if they tried to, this isn't like planning a throwdown or anything like that. When you're going into a drug dealer's place, I mean, they're looking for documents, and they'd have to show a chain of custody on the documents. I understand why people are so suspicious, and I don't blame you. There's nothing I would put beyond these deep state bad actors, but I don't think they have to worry about them planting anything. Thanks for the call, Eric. Brad, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, Howie. After what happened, do you think it's fair that you hang up on people that say the Democratic Party is satanic? I mean,
you could say it, Brad, but I mean, that does that really add a lot to the conversation? You could let him go back up. You there, Brad?
Yeah. I don't know. I sometimes I get the feeling that they took Saul Alinsky's epigraph to heart, and they're going to do what Beelzebub does and things. I mean, that's the way they move and things and the way they act. It's pretty creepy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there are a lot of other things to go after him on other than the devil or Beelzebub or Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him. They're not living by the Constitution that has been so successful for so many years for the American people, that has enabled us to create the greatest society in the history of humanity. They're trying to overturn it. And you could say, they're acting, as agents of the devil or whoever else. It's just bad for Americans. That's all you got to say. Thanks for the call, Brad. 844-500-4242. Mr. Garcia, you're next. Oh, do we have an intro now for Mr. Garcia?
how you going? I'm very funny. I want to ask you a question. Who got the warrant to search Donald Trump properly? It was a judge?
Well, I mean, it was issued by a federal magistrate. Now they call them judge magistrates because they want a promotion, but they're not really judges. And this is a guy. He's basically a Democrat hack lawyer from South Florida, and he was appointed by the judges in that circuit in South Florida. And he's a former U.S. prosecutor, and he was he became a defense lawyer for some of Jeffrey Epstein's minions.
Mm, wow. And I want to ask.
That's quite a resume, isn't it, Mr. Garcia? Being a defense lawyer for people who work for Jeffrey Epstein, including the woman. I can't say this enough. A woman who Epstein described as his Yugoslavian sex slave. Have you ever known a Yugoslavian sex slave, Mr. Garcia? I haven't.
No. I want to ask you a question. Who's the best senator you name one, who's the best senator you can trust and who honor the United States of America? Who's the best senator? Oh. One, pick one.
I don't know. Let me think on that for a little bit. Who would you pick, Mr. Garcia?
Well, Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz is pretty good, but I think I might pick Rand Paul over Ted Cruz.
Ron Paul, yes. He number one and Ted Cruz number two.
All right, thanks. And what about Menendez and Cory Booker? You're two senators.
Zero.
Yeah, they're in the terms of zeros, they're right up there with Mr. Frosty and the fake Indian, my two state senators.
Yes.
My U.S. senators, I should say. Thank you. Hey. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie, you kind of caught my thunder there with Reinhardt. So let me throw this at you. And oh, by the way, as I always say, what's black and brown and looks good on a crooked judge or an attorney? Pair of Dobermans. Anyway,
Talk. Go ahead.
Red buttons. We go on to Dean Martin roast and say his big line was never got a dinner. Well, I got a new thing. Never made it to the National Archives. I got two items. Well, three items. One is, remember the list of the unmaskings? Samantha Power and all those, they all
Right.
About 200 maskings disappeared.
Yes.
And that malignant person, Susan Rice, admitted that it was in the Obama Library, which, of course, still to this day doesn't exist, okay? Is that ever going to make it to the National Archives? Because there's some heavy-duty classified information on
that. You know what? I'd forgotten all about that, Nick. There's just so much scandal, you can't remember it all. You know what else I'd like to see in the National Archives? I'd like to see Brandon's Senate records so we could finally get a look at whether Tara Reid really did file a complaint accusing him of digitally raping her.
Yeah, that's in Delaware someplace.
Yeah, right. University of Delaware.
To the National Archives.
Right.
And how about the laptop? Or Ashley Biden's diary. Are they making it to the National Archives? Thank you, Howie.
Thanks, Nick. Yeah, the answer to all of those questions is no. 84 and whatever you're interested in, the answer is no. It's not going to be in the National Archives. 844-500-4242. It looks like history is repeating itself. Today's Biden economy is mirroring that of Jimmy Carter's. The parallels are uncanny. Under Carter, both the stock market and the dollar lost more than half their value. The price of oil quadrupled. The economy tanked and inflation ran rampant. Those who owned precious metals in the 1970s saw the value of gold rise over 1,300%. The big difference between Carter and Biden was Carter wasn't trying to legalize the taxing of retirement accounts, merging them with Social Security, or replacing the dollar bill with digital money, as Democrats are attempting to do today. What we are seeing is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold could go as high as $5,000. A network analyst, CNBC, predicts $15,000 in just 3 years. Get Monetary Gold's complimentary protection guide if you want to protect your savings from greedy socialists like Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. You can see what's going on in the headlines. They're trying to overturn our constitutional protections. You need some protection for everything in your life, including your savings. Monetary Gold is rated a top five with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. Call 888-617-7994 and ask for their free guide. Again, that's 888-617-7994 or visit them at monetarygold.com/Howie. That's monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
The Cheap Bastard deal, ReadyWise basic one-month emergency food bundle, is long gone, but you can still get a discount on it. Go to ReadyWise.com and use the promo code Howie10. Howie 10, and you'll get a good deal on it. And check out all the other stuff we've got at HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com. By the way, we always do the giveaway of $50 when you're at the website, HowieCarshow.com. Put down your email address. Once you get on our email list, you'll be entered to win $50 a day, twice a day, once on my show, once on Grace's show. All you got to do is put your email address on our email list, and you'll be entered to win for as long as the contest goes on. It's time to announce today's $50 winner for the Howie Carr Show. Can I have the drum roll, please? Congratulations, Steve. You have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store@HowieCarshow with instructions on how to collect your $50 in Brandon bucks for gas or anything else. If you want $50 for gas from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarshow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 in gas money. Steve in Springfield, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
I was livid when I heard the news about the raid yesterday.
We all were.
Today I'm a little cold. And today I've kind of like collected my thoughts. You know what the Democrats are inching towards? You know what their holy grail really is? They want Donald Trump physically arrested.
I agree. It's really outrageous. No one has ever tried this before. Remember when Nixon was forced to resign, and then he was pardoned by Ford. He said he wanted to end our long national nightmare, which irritated me. But Nixon did nothing compared to what Biden is doing, or what Obama did, for that matter, or what Clinton did. When you get right down to it, Clinton was guilty of felonies. He obstructed justice. He was disbarred. He had to pay Paula Jones almost $1 million for lying under oath in the civil deposition that he gave. And nothing ever really happened to him, did it? He's probably worth $500 million now, Steve.
Right. Yeah. And but this is really what they're inching towards. They don't quite have the guts yet. I think they're testing the waters. I mean, they've already had people in January 6th in solitary confinement. They're testing the waters bit by bit to see what they can get away with.
I know. And they want his lawyers to testify against him. Again, this is really serious. You know, that they want to do away with attorney-client privilege. They went after Michael Cohen, you know, who's a sleazy guy, and he went to prison himself, you know. But, he was Trump's lawyer. He was working for Trump, and they violated the attorney-client privilege. And I know you can under certain circumstances if, you're part of the criminal conspiracy. I've known lawyers who went to prison or were disbarred for consorting with mobsters. But that's not what this was about. I mean, they were trying to take, they're now trying to take these Eastman, for instance, and Cipollone and Cipollone's assistant, Philbin. They're going after these guys, trying to basically turn them into witnesses against Trump. And it's really, really third world banana republic style stuff. And they got no problems with it. You know, they got, these are the same people who, were big radicals in the 60s and 70s. Don't trust anybody over 30, and you can't trust any cops and all this. Now they worship the cops. Now that the cops are acting as their own secret police for them. Thanks for the call, Steve. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Howie. Remember back in the 80s when there was so much corruption at 10 Mass Ave?
At where?
With the building inspectors.
Oh, right. Yes, I do. Yes.
Yeah. Well, one day, two feds came to my parents' house, and my father wasn't there. And they told my mother how they were going to put him in prison for bribing building inspectors and everything.
Yeah.
And she's breaking down in tears. So they finally get to court, and they're right before they go to the courtroom, they're browbeating my father going, just admit it now. You were bribing building inspectors. He goes, why would I bribe? I'm a building inspector. I'm an electrical inspector. And they had this check and said, electrical inspector?
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you can leave now. He goes, oh, no, I'm going in the courtroom. This isn't over. He embarrassed the feds at court, in federal court. It was great.
Yeah, you know the thing is, like Christopher Wray, I mean, I don't even think he got asked any questions about that whole thing with Michigan. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, they had this 18 people in a conspiracy to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, and 12 of them were on the FBI payroll. Out of the six that weren't on the FBI payroll, a couple of them were living in their cars. But they were destitute. They were just, they were one step up from being bums, sleeping at a homeless shelter. And this was a big blow against Trump right before the election. I'm Howie Carr.